How many of you know when you're tempted, there is agony there? All right, now watch this. Verse 42, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. What a temptation. You know what Jesus said? He's like, you know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to die and go to hell and become every sin and sickness and disease. He saw this and he says, I don't want to do this. Take this from me. Take this from me. Somebody say temptation. But now watch this. Nevertheless, my God, that's what I want in my life. That's what I want you to have in your life. That every time the temptation shows up, the nevertheless shows up. Amen. You hear me? Yes. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. What did Jesus say? I choose the spirit over the flesh. I choose the spirit over the flesh. All right, watch this. Watch this. Now, the agony is there now. He made the choice, but the temptation is there. Watch this. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven to strengthen him. Listen to me. Temptation weakens. Temptation weakens, and it is designed to weaken. Temptation, if you stay in it long enough, it will weaken you all the way down to acting on it. It's a solicitation. It's designed. You stay in temptation. You stay around temptation. You stay around. You will have strength, but you keep coming around it. It'll weaken you until eventually you'll do it because you hung around it and you allowed yourself to be weakened. And that's why it's so important to assemble yourself together in church so you can be strengthened by the Word. Are y'all hearing me? And not be weakened. See, when you come out of an addictive behavior, you do not go back and hang around with the same people, the same places, doing the same thing. That's a temptation. It will do nothing but weaken you. You follow me? Now turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, Pastor Dollar loves me because I'm getting ready to say something. No, you don't have to say to get ready to say something. All right, now, you ready now? Listen, listen. Oh, God, here we go. Next verse. And being in agony. God, man, I don't know if you've ever been in temptation to the point where you found yourself in agony. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. How many of you know that's the time to pray? When you're in temptation, that's not the time to pray a cute prayer. Lamasito rameke zalama. No, when you're in agony, it's that's earnest. That's serious business. All the superficiality is gone. When something is earnest, it is not superficial. All right, now watch this. Oh boy. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Oh, gosh. All right, all of your excuses, they're getting ready to go out of the window. You've never been tempted to that point where you begin to sweat blood. We have thought, and I thought myself, for some dumb reason, I thought, you know, Jesus was God. Of course, his temptation wasn't as hard on him as it is on me. That's so wrong. It was more hard on him than it was on me. Here's the last Adam. And you know, devil's gonna pour it on to try to get him to fall. He's the key to the whole thing. It was harder on him than it is on me. So hard that he began to sweat blood. And until you sweat blood, you don't even have a right to come up with this excuse about I couldn't help it. You got to at least get to the point where you're sweating blood. Somebody says, how far should I resist? If he's the example, you got to at least resist to the point of where blood's coming out of your pores.